Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm going to be the host for tonight's call. Tonight, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a very good friend of mine, a pastor and a former heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Woody, thank you very much, and I want to thank you for sharing We Share Crowdfunding with me a couple months ago, and that's what we're here tonight to talk about. And I want to thank all the guests for being here, and everyone that took time out of their schedule to be with us tonight. And I just want to share a little bit about myself. I was a professional boxer for 18 years. Won the title in 1986, first round knockout of Terrible Tim Witherspoon, and lost the title to Mike Tyson, the first guy to take Mike Tyson 12 rounds. But when I won the title, I became the first college graduate to win the heavyweight championship. I'm very excited about that, being part of boxing history. And it gives me great pleasure to be part of We Share Crowdfunding, and we want to talk about it. And I guess I want you to grab a pen and take notes tonight, because we have some very knowledgeable guests that's going to be sharing what we do with crowdfunding. But this is a global phenomenon and a great way to raise money. If you have a project, if you have something that's dear to your heart, and things you want to do in the community, this is a great way to raise money. A lot of you know that I have a nonprofit called Champion for Kids. I've been working with it for many years, and it's a national mentoring program. But that's what we do when we share crowdfunding. We raise funds, and it affords me to travel and do things that I want to do and mentor kids and support them. And this time, I want to recognize a good friend of mine. He's a boxing promoter, and he's got a big fight coming up the 6th of March. And I'm going to give him a chance to share, tell his story a little bit, and tell the folks what he has in plan for leading up to and the 6th of March. And is Mike Long out there?
Yeah, man. Thank you, Bone Crusher.
Mike, take it away.
Money Mike Long. We've got the Carolina Brawl, and we've got a Carolina Brawl 3 coming to the Cabarrus Arena on March the 6th, featuring Roy Jones Jr. in the main event. And, we've had the pleasure of having James Bone Crusher Smith sign on as a guest commentator for the event, so we're excited about that, and excited about the whole event, the week leading up to the event, the charity fundraising we're doing that Bone Crusher is a part of, and what we're doing for the kids. So, and Bone Crusher, you've just introduced me to this whole thing, and we're excited about it. My wife and I both are excited about it. We just want to thank all of you guys for having us on tonight.
Thank you very much, Mike, and I look forward to joining you. I think I'll be in the area on the 5th, and I'll be networking all the way down to Cabarrus Arena. That's in Concord, North Carolina, and right outside of Charlotte. And Concord is the home of the, if I get it right, the big racetrack down there, Concord, North Carolina. And at this time, I'm going to shoot it back to Woody and let him kind of share his story and tell us how he got involved in We Share Crowdfunding, and let him introduce his sponsor at that time. Woody, take it away.
Thank you, Bone Crusher. And, I got introduced to We Share Crowdfunding back in October of 2014, and I was already familiar with crowdfunding. I had already done a a crowdfunding project with another one of the companies, that, you know, 500 different companies that have a crowdfunding platform. And I did that, and, you know, after a couple months of doing that platform, I didn't make any money. So I kind of thought I knew everything about crowdfunding, and was just probably just a little bit upset that I hadn't made any, get any donations from the one I had done. So when my friend Clarence Montgomery, and we all call him Monty around here, when he called me and sent me a message about WeShare crowdfunding, I kind of thought it was just like everything else and kind of ignored it for a little while. And he sent me a few more emails, and, you know, I read them, and, but still it really didn't get me excited. And one day he sent me a message, and he said, "Do you have anything that you need to raise funds for?" Now, being that I'm an owner of a before and after school center, child care center, I had a bus, 60 passengers, that had just broke down recently, and that's why I did the first fundraiser. And I said, "Yeah, I need to buy a bus." And he said, "Well, you can do it with WeShare crowdfunding." And he sent me some more information, and I went ahead and took a look at it, and started doing a little bit of research on what the program was and the difference that WeShare had from the other program that I had tried. And once I really started looking at it, I called Monty back and I said, "Hey, man, this might just work." And you know, he kind of was saying that's what he was trying to tell me all along. And I went ahead and got started right at the beginning of November. Well, actually, right around Thanksgiving. And as of this time right now, we're here about the middle of February. You know, I've been able to help in my group over 100 people start projects that they need funded. So I'm very excited about the program. Every time we get a new project manager or somebody started with their fundraising project, it just excites me because the possibilities are unlimited what can happen with this program. And it's so new that it's refreshing to bring something to people that is so new and not just like the things that you always see, you know, everyday people bombard you with. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and bring on a gentleman that I've known, you know, for quite some time now. We've done some business together. We've done some advertising together. We're both former military members. And I just want to bring on my good friend, Mr. Clarence Montgomery, Monty. Monty, you there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Warden. Thanks for bringing me on the call, champ. And Mr. Long, look forward to seeing you down at the fight here, hopefully in March, and supporting your children's fundraiser.
Thank you. We'll look forward to it.
And, Woody, that was a good segue into what we were talking about, which is crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is just for fundraising. And this new phenomenon or the new trend going around is generally done on the Internet or through the media. So if you're new to the call or you've been in a while, just start paying attention to your local news media or your national news media, and you'll see people raising funds for all different types of projects. And the types of donations that are coming in are just stunning, to say the least. Anyway, a little bit about me. My name is Clarence Montgomery. My friends call me Monty. I'm retired from the Air Force. I've been working around a home business on and off while I was on active duty. And then I landed here with WeShare Crowdfunding. And what was unique about it was it's not a business opportunity. And it was, once I understood it, it was geared towards service in the community, and that's how I approached it. So for those who are listening and for those who've been around a while, again, I'm going to just touch on a few points because it's really a simple concept, and it doesn't require a lot of people. It doesn't what we're doing here is creating a community of like-minded people, which we call project managers. So let me say that again. We're different from the other platforms because we're not trying to go out and solicit hundreds and thousands of individual donations. We're forming a community of like-minded people that share the donations called project managers. And these project managers are diversified across the community and around the world. And that's key. And I think a lot of us really need to get back to the fundamentals of the platform. We're sharing the donations through with others on this platform. And some of the areas to look at, because we overlook the people we come in contact with every day. We probably know 8 to 10 people right now who are providing a service in their community, trying to help others. They need to raise money. They'll be continually to raise money day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out. So, I mean, just for instance, ministries. And you take a ministry is just so broad across the board. And then if you look at a ministry and take it worldwide, it's unlimited the type of people you could connect with just in that term. And then look at homeless supporters. I mean, we're feeding homeless people, children around the world. These people need funds daily. A battered women's group. That's probably hot in the news media right now with the NFL and the NBA. Teachers groups. We hear it every day. PTAs, all trying to raise money to support the kids and to support the teachers. I just saw in the local news yesterday, 2 days ago, where a lady took $20,000 from the PTA. Now the teachers don't have money for supplies and to support some of the trips they wanted to take the elementary school kids on. So these things are just right around us every day. So this is not hard to go out and reach out and find people who will want to be in a community like ours, programs. College students, I mean, for their tuitions. Youth sports groups. I didn't realize that was that many youth groups out here playing sports that travel to different cities to compete and also to prepare them for college and maybe going into pro sports. Alumni associations. Sororities and fraternities. I mean, these alumni associations, some of these major colleges, are in the tens to hundreds of thousands of graduates. Just being able to contact an alumni association or sorority or fraternity that has a foundation that raises money for kids or the community or for education, scholarships. I mean, man, I'm just rambling on and on. This is how big the opportunity is to grow donations for any type of project or endeavor that you're involved in. And one other key point that I'd like to make for everybody on the call and the new people that I see a lot of us are missing. Typical fundraising, you know, we'll do a bake sale or we'll wash cars or you have some type of raffle, and it's done one time and it's over. What we're doing here with WeShare Crowdfunding on the platform, again, share donations with like-minded people, it's not a one-time effort. Once you launch a project manager onto this platform, their financial goal, those donations will continue to grow as they bring on more people to support them, as you go out and reach out to more people to support you, and that it's a domino effect. It just keeps going. So that's something we really need to frame in our minds and start to understand. This is not like anything else that's ever been done in the fundraising arena. It's not a one and done. I mean, this thing could grow around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So with that being said, Champ, if you have any other questions that you know we can go into later, I'm going to give it back to you.
Thank you very much, Monty. Say, for instance, a person had access to news media or a TV network or a radio show, how they can reach millions and millions and millions of people. How could a person take an opportunity like this and get that word out and really, I think they could explode this opportunity if they had access like that. Could you expound on how big that could possibly be?
Yes, one thing with the platform, you get a project page, which is free to set up, and it's a link that you'll be able to give out. And if you're going to have an activity, you can invite the local media out to your fundraising activity. And if they pick that up, they'll simply announce your website on radio or TV, and you can also post it on social media. And as your friends pick it up and as the media pick it up, it could circle the globe. And we've seen that here recently with the gentleman in Detroit that, you know, he didn't have a car and he was walking to work, you know, I think around 20 miles. For the last 10 or 15 years. And a college student picked it up along with another individual, and the news media picked it up. They got him on a fundraising platform, and I think the last time I checked, he was over $300,000. and one of the local car dealerships gave him a car, and they're setting up a trust fund for that money that came in. So it's a powerful situation that any nonprofit or project manager can get going and get the donations flowing to him.
Yeah, thank you very much, Monty. That was great. And one of the things that I did when I got started, I made a small donation to Woody's project and to get a bus. And in that process of me making that small donation, I was able to set my project up, you know, and you can donate $50, $100, or $200, and that sets your project up. But I would encourage a person that's taking a look, just getting started, to go ahead and do the 200, go ahead and kind of max out your potential with We Share Crowdfunding with that $200. And, I mean, that would be a $200 well spent. And, hey, man, and let's get this thing going. Hey, Mike Long, are you still there? Why don't you tell people how they can get tickets and come see the big show, Roy Jones making his big comeback right there in North Carolina.
Yeah, man, they can go to carolinabrawl.com or any Ticketmaster outlet and get tickets. Or they could just come out to the big Celebrity Charity Wishes Golf Tournament we're doing on that Friday morning at Old Sycamore Golf Course, when they can get out there and rub shoulders with Bone Crusher and Roy and several other celebrities, and just help support those kids up. And it's the fight is at the Cabarrus Arena. Seats about 5,000 people. I think it's we're expecting a sellout crowd. So, you know, if you're a boxing fan, then this will be the one to see. We've got 10 great matchups. I mean, no doubt about it. Every fight on the card will be a battle.
Thank you very much. And, you know, if Roy go ahead and take care of business like I believe he is, there's some talk out there for a bigger and better fight real soon in the future. So, you know, it's amazing how a guy with a name and a reputation like Roy Jones can say that he's coming back and he's going to fight, and all of a sudden chatter around the world, and people are already talking. They're calling me and they know that I'm involved, and they're texting and emailing me and saying, can we get him here? Can we get him there? So there's a lot of excitement. All he has to do is go out and take care of business on the 6th of March, and all of a sudden he's back. He'll be back in the limelight, in a big, hey, he got some big opportunities out there. So I feel very confident that he's going to take care of business, and I'm excited about it for him. And anytime there's a former heavyweight, former champion out there, I'm always excited. So, you know, I get excited real quick. But is Pastor Nathan Hill on? I want to thank Pastor Hill for giving us the opportunity to be part of this radio show tonight, Blog Talk Radio. And if he's out there, I'd just like to give him an opportunity to say a few words. And if he's not, I just want to thank him for giving us this opportunity to say a few words. Pastor Hill, are you out there?
Hey, my own question is Woody. Let me check real quick to see if he's on. And if so, I'll bring him on.
All right. Thanks, Woody. Well, time is going by, man. Time moves fast when you're having fun. You know, this is a great opportunity here, and I think it's an opportunity that we can build to many, many, many people and get the word out and let them know how easy it is to raise money in their community, and they don't have to be nervous about it. We got a team that will help you, help anyone to get their business going and jump off to a fast start and make that thing happen.
Hey, Bone Crusher, Pastor Hill's not on this evening.
All right. Is any of the guests, is there anything else you would like to share? I know I got a call from Marty from New York. He called me today and said he might be on. Martin, did you get a chance to be on? Are you on the show tonight?
I'm here waiting.
Okay. Hey. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people who you are and what you do in the New York area, and you know, you can say a couple words about me if you want to. I'm just going to throw it to you, and then when you finish, you can throw it back to me.
Well, you know, it's very simple. You know, Bone Crusher and I have been on different radio blogs together. We've spent time in person together. We talk on the phone together. And, you know, Bone Crusher's been talking about the Do Right Challenge. And I'm an educator. I'm known all over the country and in other countries for my work in high school equivalency. So this Do Right Challenge is so badly needed across the United States. Take New York City, for example. We have at least 350 schools that are not up to par on state tests. And this means that the youth really don't know the basics. And what Bone Crusher is crying out for is that all of the youth should be writing. They should know the basics. They should stay away from trouble. And I support him 100%, you know, in this effort. So all of you who are interested in learning more about the Do Right Challenge of Bone Crusher Smith, get in touch with him, and we'll start moving this project along wherever you live. Did I knock everybody out? Is anybody there, yeah. Bone Crusher?
Thank you very much. If people want to get in contact with you, how would you do that? I'm going to go ahead and give my number out, you know, where people can call me, text me, and my email. My cell phone is 910-658-3408, and my email is bonecrusher8@aol.com, and I would say if you invited people to the call tonight, just get back with the person that invited you, and hopefully you gain something tonight. And if any of the guests want to give their contact information out, feel free to do that in this time.
Well, you know, I don't mind giving out my number, and like I said, I'm here to support you, Bone Crusher.
All right.
You know, all these people that have dropped out of school for years have been calling me. And really, you can call me up to 6 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. So that means if you're in California, take it into consideration that there's a time difference. But my phone number is 631-348-1341. Call me if you want to support Bone Crusher Smith and his effort to help people write. Now, Bone Crusher, I want these people to know that you're a real legend of boxing. Even when I talk to people in the Dominican Republic and I say Bone Crusher Smith, they say to me, Rompe Huesos, which means bone crusher. Okay, it's Spanish for bone crusher. Just about every time I've mentioned the name Bone Crusher Smith, this is what Dominicans say to me. And I'm talking about Dominicans of different ages. So, you know, we've got a real champion. I think you're going to do a marvelous job on March 5th at the Roy Jones fight. And people are going to be paying attention to you. So,
well, thank you, Marty, for those kind words. And last year, I got mad and I wrote a book called Mad, Make a Decision. And, it's real easy to write a book. And I believe that everybody should write their story down. Write your story down and get it published. It's real easy to get it published. I know how to do that, and that's one of the projects I'm working on in my community right now is getting the kids, giving them an opportunity to write their story down, and they're real serious about it and have confidence in what they're doing. I can help them get, and Marty, you can help as well. Help them get their book published. It's real easy if you know how to do it and want to do it. Again, I want to thank all the guest speakers tonight on the call, and I'm going to turn it back to Woody, and Woody, you can close it out if you like.
All right, thank you, Bone Crusher. We had a great show tonight, and I just want to encourage everyone that came on tonight to get back with the person that told you to get on this radio show. Find out what We Share Crowdfunding is all about. Find out if We Share Crowdfunding is something that can come into your life and help change your life, and by starting your project, also be able to help change other people's lives. Bone Crusher, I think that's about it. And I just want to thank everybody for coming on.
Hey, Woody, did Pete Rivera ever get on that 252 number?
I know Pete wasn't on tonight, Bone.
Okay, very good. Everybody did a great job, but I want to thank you all, and we'll be in touch.
All right.
So that's the end of the show.
Thanks.
Okay, everybody. Thank you.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain.